yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to
Welcome
stay.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republicans in the state legislature are up to it again. They tried a sneaky gambit. It didn't work. And now they've backed the state into a corner. And unfortunately, it's the kind of thing where Evers, the governor, can't do this by executive order, just vetoing it requires the Republicans. And here's what it is. Here's what it is. The Republicans had a great idea, they thought. Hey, we're not going to put more money in education in this state. We are going to keep it flat. And you know something? There are inevitable costs, inflation, that kind of thing. And what we're going to do is pay for it out of COVID money. We're going to pay for it out of that money we've already gotten, that sweet COVID money. Robin Voss got some of that sweet COVID money personally, some of that COVID popcorn money. He is a business, sells popcorn. Got over six figures, over $100,000, didn't give it back. He opposed. The Republicans all opposed, including the congressional delegation in the state, including Ron Johnson, including all the congressmen, opposed that COVID money. Then they go around campaigning and boast about it. They said, look at all that COVID money that came in. And they think people forget they voted against it. Actually, people don't care. We are so divided, it doesn't matter what they do. But that COVID money had a specific purpose. Some of the COVID money that has been opposed, Robin Voss, for instance, opposes using it for Medicaid enhancement. He opposes using it for anything that would help people other than himself. He grabbed over $100,000 of it. But their brilliant idea was, well, at least take the money, even though we opposed it. You know, it's going to be deposited. We can't stop that. And let's just apply it to education. And then we don't have to pay any money out of state taxes for education. Well, the federal government is going to provide $1.5 billion that can be used for education. But that's at risk now. Because there is a law, it was part of the original allocation law, that you can't use this assistance for tax cut or to lower state obligations elsewhere. Otherwise, any state with a Republican legislature, Republican governor would simply take the money and apply it to their existing expenses and not use it for COVID relief and special expenses relating to COVID. You know, schools were virtual. Most schools were virtual for the year. That required computers. That required setting up Zoom instruction. When people came back in dribs and drabs, it required cleaning the schools and so forth. That's expensive. That's over and above normal expenditures. So the idea behind the money was use it for that. And don't just go be grabbing it and applying it to your other obligations and then somehow think you did a great thing, because if you do that, you are not going to get a lot of money. So that's roughly what happened. And they got a letter. State of Wisconsin got a letter from the federal government saying that their budget, the Republican budget that they were trying to ram down Evers' throat. And the problem is Evers can veto it. Of course he can veto it. He can even line item veto it. But if it doesn't pass, what's ultimately going to happen is, by law, the previous budget stays in effect. Well, the previous budget is outdated. It's outmoded. It doesn't take into account inflation. It doesn't take into account other things. And that's what the Republicans want. And then use some of that COVID relief money to their regular expenses. So they get a letter from the federal government saying, if you do this, you're going to lose $1.5 billion. And you know what the Republicans said? They said, we didn't know that. Well, we didn't know that. They got a memo back in April that told them that. And they said, we didn't know that. Why didn't they know that? Did they read the memo? Yes, they read the memo. Somebody must have read the memo. Some staffer read the memo and told them. They're not telling the truth when they say they didn't know it. And then they say, well, we'll take a look at it. Apparently, what they have to do is come up with at least $387 million in new spending. And their proposal is less than a third of that. So what are they going to do? When they got rid of the mask mandate, they forced it through a Republican Supreme Court. Stupidly, a mask mandate? I mean, mask mandates are common all around the country. We have one in Milwaukee, which is being relieved now because of vaccinations. But the truth of the matter is, even Republican governors like DeWine of Ohio imposed a mask mandate. I mean, pretty basic. And yet they got rid of it, and it turned out that was going to cost us a lot of money, a lot of COVID relief money. You have to have a public health enforcement mechanism in effect. What happened was the Evers administration, very wisely working with their cabinet, were able to come up with some kind of a public health statement that satisfied the federal government. But the Republican Party continues to either reject outright federal money, for instance, Medicaid and trains, or to shuffle around in a sly way any federal money to apply it to other purposes so they can ultimately do a tax cut for very few people in the state. For instance, the manufacturer's exemption doesn't help anybody who works in manufacturing. It just means that you don't have to pay any income tax if you own a manufacturing company. It doesn't matter if you added any jobs, even if you cut jobs. It's very, very foolish. But what they're doing is they're jeopardizing $1.5 billion this time. And unlike the mask mandate, which they got rid of and a workaround was found, there's not going to be a workaround on this one. And when you hire a legislator, you're electing the legislator, you're hiring him. The legislator is your hired hand. That's who they are, your hired hand. You don't hire an accountant who said, I didn't read the accounting rules. You don't hire a lawyer who said, I didn't read the statutes. I mean, you just don't hire people like that. And here you're hiring legislators. Voss said that he didn't know, didn't read the memo. LeMahieu in the Senate said he didn't know. The chairman of the state Republican Party said he didn't know. Staffers didn't know. This memo comes and, oh, it's a memo. And what do? They stick it in the file or something? That's what they did. That's what they say they did. And they're not leveling with us. They thought they could smoke this by as a knuckleball of some sort, and it's not going to work. But stand by. $1.5 billion is at risk because of what the Republicans are doing. This chicanery, this trickery, this fraud by the Republican Party is at risk. Well, there's a development in Africa. In Africa, the country of Mali had a coup. The democratically elected people were thrown out by the military, who are militant Islamists, and they're taking over the country. Now, Macron, the president of France, which has a lot of interest in Africa, has about 5,000 troops in Mali, in Chad, and some of the adjacent countries to keep order. And he said, if this country or any country goes to a radical Islamist form of government, we're going to withdraw our troops. And everybody on the left would say, oh, that's great. We don't need colonial powers in there. The African people desperately want the French troops to stay there, just like a lot of the Afghan people want our troops to stay there, and we're not going to stay there, because if they're real insurgents ever take over in Afghanistan, they will quite frankly murder any girl who tries to go to school, and the women in Afghanistan are desperate for American troops to stay. And in Africa, it's somewhat similar. So what's going on? And the other thing Macron said is that what's going to happen is if this continues the way it is, there'll be a surge of more migration into Europe. This has all got to stop. Countries have got to be able to run themselves in a human fashion, in a democratic fashion, with a small d, with democracy. And They've got to do it without murdering minority tribes, murdering women, and murdering whoever they want. So what to do? Well, first of all, the United States has been very, very reticent to assist France in the militarization of the conflict and to drive jihadist forces back up north. You know, starting in the 7th century, none of Asia was Islamic. And what happened was there was a push westward. And what happens is when jihadist culture meets a undeveloped country, they take it over through terror. They just slaughter people. And that's what's happening in Africa. In developed countries like Europe and the United States, they go into politics, frequently on the left, and try to tear down the country that way. Well, what we have got to do in Africa is stand with our European allies and just say, look, we're not going to let radical Islam penetrate the bottom half of Africa. It's already penetrated the top half of Africa, where Christians are murdered and routinely murdered. It's got to be stopped. There's got to be resolve. And the Biden administration has a lot on its plate and is doing a great job virtually everywhere, certainly doing a great job putting together our alliances in the Pacific to contain China. And it's doing a great job to rebuild NATO and rebuild the EU after what Trump did, which was subservience to Putin, tearing down NATO, tearing down the EU, and essentially insulting and dividing everybody in Asia, calling half the world S-hole countries, and destroying our influence, quite frankly. And influence is not just military, it's moral, it's values, it's financial development, it's a lot of things. And that did not happen under Donald Trump, and it's happening under Joe Biden right now. And that's very, very good. But there is a military component to this. There is a military component to this. You cannot have an entirely Islamic Africa, because 90% of those countries will simply be killing people, quite a few people, and all Christians will be genocided in Africa. Need a lot stronger response, a lot stronger military response, supporting the French, supporting our European allies in Africa. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I